Well, dozens of people marched through Brisbane's inner city last night in support of an Iranian asylum seeker who died yesterday in the Royal Brisbane Hospital. Nance Haxton reports from Brisbane.
Shout no silence, shout no! Malcolm Turnbull, we're talking to you!
The death of the Iranian asylum seeker known only as Omid brought together dozens of protesters in Brisbane last night. He was flown from Nauru to the Royal Brisbane Hospital by air ambulance after setting himself alight on Wednesday during a detention centre visit by UN officials. But yesterday, the 23-year-old succumbed to the burns that covered more than 80% of his body. The Department of Immigration confirmed the man's death and says appropriate support is being provided to his wife, who travelled with him to Brisbane. One of the protesters who marched through Brisbane's inner city in response was George Goring, who last year worked on the island of Nauru as an electrician.
Nauru is a failed state. Nauru cannot even feed itself. Even drinking water is imported to Nauru. The government has to change the policies. They have to close Manus Island, they have to close Nauru, bring the people to Australia, stop the torture, stop the waste, the incredible waste of money, over $1 billion.
Protest rally organiser Margaret McPherson.
If you get to the stage where you don't think you've got anything, there's no light at the end of the tunnel, you're 23 years old, you've been locked up for 3 years with no chance of getting out, or you know, not a whisper of getting out, the government policies drove him to his death.
Doctors for Refugees convener Dr Barry Fatiford.
The unfortunate death of this man yet again exposes the lie that the department and the minister is telling us, that the health care given to people in Manus Island and in Nauru is comparable to that what is given in Australia.
Immigration Minister Peter Dutton has defended the timeline for Omid's treatment, but Dr. Fatiford says the delay in bringing Omid to Brisbane for treatment was inexcusable.
The Australian government cannot adequately look after the health care of people in such remote locations.
Omid's death has been referred to the Queensland coroner for investigation.
Nance Haxton reporting.